All right, we've been going through different items that's in this Sefer. Rav Shachter on Tefillah, he quotes from the Rav. So we've spoken at great length about how the Rav has a piece that the Chazaras HaShatz is like Tefillah HaTzibur. It's the offering on the part of the Tzibur, like a korban. So he has a piece where he relates it to Birchas Konim. The Gemara Masechet Sota on Daf Lamed Ched derives from Pasuk. It says, "Vayisaron et yadav el ha'am," that Aaron, our Kohen, lifted his hands towards the people by Yavarachem. He gave them a bracha, "Vayirid mayasod chatat ba'olah v'shlamim," and then he descended from offering the korban chatat, the sin offering, the olah, the burnt offering, and the shlamim. So the Gemara in Sota derives from that Pasuk that duchening should take place after the offering of the korban tzibur. In other words, you would do the offering of the korban tzibur and then you duchen. That's the way the Gemara learns it. So for this reason, he mentions that according to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who lived in the 18th century, in the Sefer Mor Ketzia, duchening today has to be only in the Rabbanon. We don't have korbanot today. So if you see the duchening always follows the korbanot tzibur, we don't have any korbanot tzibur, so the din of whole duchening must be din the Rabbanon, according to Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Now the Bishop Berurah has a footnote at the end of Siman Kuf Chav Ched, in which he cites the opinion of the Mor Ketzia, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, but based on a lot of different sources, the Gemara Medrashim, he says that duchening remains a mitzvah d'oraisa even bizman hazeh. And similar, the Keren Ora on the Gemara in Sota, he quotes the explanation of his older brother, the Mishkanot Yaakov, in the Tshuva Tzadi. He explains that the duchening is a mitzvah d'oraisa even nowadays, despite our inability to offer the korbanot tzibur. Okay, so Ad Kan, we're just saying, so again, the two things we just learned is that duchening has to follow the offering of the korbanot, and then there's machloket, whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan b'zmanazeh. So the Rav expanded on this view based on his analysis of the bracha of Ritzeh, which is going to connect up, hopefully, what we said up till now. So Ritzeh, the bracha of Ritzeh in Shemona Esrei, it immediately follows Shema Kolenu. It follows Shema Kolenu. What do we say in Shema Kolenu? V'kabel barachamim uvratzon et tefilatenu. Should accept with mercy and ratzon and favor our tefilot. And then the next bracha, we say Ritzeh Hashem Elokeinu. Look with favor on our tefillah. So it seems like it's repeating the same thing, right? The way I say accept it with ratzon, and then I say Ritzeh again. So what's going on with this? So the Rav, he noted that the bracha of Ritzeh was recited by the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. You remember the Gemara in Masechet Bracho, it brings this down. It's on Yud Aleph on Beis over there, where it says that the Kohen would say a bracha of Ritzeh. And Rashi over there goes through the Nusach of the Ritzeh, but it's pretty similar to what our Ritzeh is. So the Kohen would say that tefillah after they did the Zrikas Dam of the Korban Tamid, the daily sacrifice, to request this Mishnah Masechet Tamid, that the tefillah should be accepted with favor. So the word Ritzui is a technical term, and the vast majority of usages in Tanakh, it appears with korbanot, ritzui. So he says, v'nirtzalo l'chaper alav, it should be acceptable for him to atone for him. Talking about a korban. Pigul hu lo yeratzeh. It's pigul, it will not be acceptable. So pigul, so the way Chazal explained it, means a person has a thought that he or the Mizbeach are going to consume a korban outside the right time, so it's called pigul. It's like it's a disqualified korban, but lo yeratzeh. So the Baal HaTanya explains, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, Hachazeh yetzom evcharehu halo tikratzom v'yom ratzon la'Hashem. He said, can such be the fast that I choose? Do you call this a fast and a day of favor to Hashem? The term ritzui in reference to Etanis, because a fast day shares the element of the offering of the korbanos. How so? This is in line with the tefillah that Rav Shesha would say at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. It's in our siddur. There's a special tefillah that a person should say after a tanit sibur, after any tanis. It says, Ribono Shalolam, I shafti b'tanis hayom, and mechal bi b'dami. So he says, so here at Tzom Fenecha, that the chalev and the dam that have nidmait, that have been decreased, should be as the blood and the fat that have been decreased as a result of this fast, should be as if I had offered a korban fiyom as be'ach, and b'tirtzeni, and you should show favor to me. So the key is that we have Ritzui is telling me something to do with korbanot. So the innovation of the bracha Ritzeh, this bracha we're adding to request that Hashem consider our tefillot as if we had brought a korban. In other words, now we're saying the whole tefillah. But now we're saying, Rashem, we want you to accept this tefillah as if it's a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. He says, it's not only our tefillahs that correspond to korbanos, the tefillahs themselves are the korbanos. So that converts the tefillah into a korban with the bracha of Ritzei. So therefore the Gemara in Brachot, he says, applies the pasuk, Zevach Rishayim Toiva, if I daven near, let's say, some soa, so its tefillah is considered to be like a korban, Zevach. In other words, the Gemara applies the pasuk. The offering of Rishayim, is it an abomination? Why is tefillah offering? Because it's like a korban. So the Rav explained, when you say Ritzei in your private Shemona Esrei, tefillah is accepted by Hashem, is if you brought a korban yachid, a private korban. Then, but when the Shlich Sibur recites Ritzei, and here's the part that's connecting up, so when the Shlich Sibur says Ritzei, since the Chazaras HaShas represents Tefillah Tzibur, Tefillah is now converted into a Korban Tzibur. With that bracha, so in other words, the previous thing is saying, accept my, show favor to the request that I made. But now Ritzei, accept my Tefillah like a Korban Hashem. And if it's the Chazaras HaShas, accept this Tefillah, it's a Korban Tzibur. So now, he quotes from Rav Shlomo HaKohen, that's the Vilna, the Binyan Shlomo. So he was out based in Vilna in the late 1800s. He says that that's what it means, b'terav lefanecha or alecha tiratenu kulachu korban. In Musaf, right before the Kohenim Duchen, we say, may our entreaty be pleasing before you as an ola korban and a sacrifice. He says, which we recite right before Birchas Kohanim Yom Tovim. So absent the Korbanot Tzibur, we can't do Birchas Kohanim. That's what it is. In other words, without the Korbanot Tzibur, there's no Birchas Kohanim. So right before we say Birchas Kohanim, in other words, it's connected to Ritzei. So I say Ritzei, accept this tefillah like a Korban Hashem. And Mela, that's why we have that theme, Materav. So based on this, we can also understand why a Kohen, when you hear the word Ritzei, the Kohen's got to get moving. He says, it's the bracha that establishes the Chazar Shashat as a Korban Sibur, and that makes it possible for him to duchen. So when the Kohen hears Ritzei, he's got to get moving. That's the halach and Shulchan Aruch. Kohen shlo akarak lav b'Ritzei, he can't duchen. So when the Shlich Sibur says Ritzei and Chazar Sashatz, the cumulative Tfilas Sibur is transformed into a Korban Sibur. So he says this works on a level of Doraisa, allowing Birchas Kohanim to be Doraisa as well, even Bezman Azeh. So that's the basic idea. He's got another piece here from the Mishkanos Yaakov, but I think you have the main idea. All right, any questions, comments to us on anything I said so far?
Yeah, right.
What's up?
You said Halel Nirtzah. You were saying that that's related to the night of Pesach.
So I would have to think it over, but you could easily say that, like, you know, it's maybe it's as if, like, we're celebrating the Korban Pesach that night, and let out, may, you know, our celebration of this, of, you know, eating the matzah and everything else, and the recitation of Hallel. I mean, the recitation of Hallel, they would recite Hallel over the Korban Pesach, and they would eat the Pagma Pesach with matzah and maror. So Nirtzah,
it should...
No, but in other words, again, so the Korban Pesach, the Gemara discusses, it's a hybrid between the Korban, and the Gemara learns it's Baba Kenufia, it comes with large groups of people, so it's like between the Yachid and the Tzibur. But whether it's Yachid or Tzibur doesn't make a difference, because you're saved, say, even in your Tzibur, Yachid. It was whatever I'm offering to Hashem, that should be acceptable to you. So you could say, hopefully this should be like as if we were to offer a Korban Pesach. Okay, any questions, comments to us? That's it.